Manager's Log, Wednesday, March the 8th, 2017. Well, tomorrow we're going to be starting our Holistic Management online training series. And actually, we started it, well, yesterday when we got the things to review before we even log on to this webinar. This is like going to another college class, online college class. So we have our week one reading, Holistic Management, six key practices. Practice one, define what you are managing. Just because we don't have the title of manager or director or executive director doesn't mean we don't manage something. One key to understanding holistic decision making is remembering the first insight. The world functions in wholes. Each of us is responsible for managing a whole, beginning with ourselves as individuals. And beyond that, the first whole, there is a larger whole. It could be your family, a business, a farm. Whatever the whole you are concerned with managing is your individual whole or a larger whole, there are often other people involved in either making or influencing the decisions. There are resources that exist and that you have built over time, such as equipment, land, clients, and money to which you have access. Knowing who and what your whole includes helps you determine who makes decisions, who merely influences the decisions made, and it helps put boundaries around what you can and cannot manage through your planning and decision making. Consider the management team. Who are the decision makers? Consider your assets, including land, livestock, buildings, clients, vendors, equipment, money. What do you got to work with? That's practice one, step one. This is going to be fun. This is going to be encouraging. Hopefully, we can spread this through the community. We'll have much more to present to you once we learn this. It's all part of our A&A application, too. So that's what we're doing. Thanks for listening.